everybody, and welcome to Circle Radio's show today, Sunday. I'm trying to bring up chat and having some trouble, but I'm assuming we're online here. So today we're going to do a show on, do we really want to go back to the Dark Ages? Which, now we've been talking about darkness and so forth a lot lately, here on the radio show, as well as on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the other places we appear. And Sue and I have been talking about it in our groups here, physical groups in Colorado. There's a lot of darkness going around, a whole lot of darkness going around. Things we need to get to, people walking through their dark time of the soul more than they ever have. And the other day when I was messaging with Rhonda on Facebook, she mentioned it being much like the Dark Ages. And, you know, in a way it is. And it's also triggering, for many, a dark time of the soul. It's certainly for cultures, for countries, for people in general, triggering some really, really dark issues. And so we thought we would visit today. Sue is here with us. I'll bring her on in a minute. And I believe Sandra and Rhonda are here, excuse me, from Iowa. Actually, Rhonda came on via unicorn. I guess she rode a unicorn to get to Sandra's place. That kind of energy these days. But anyway, here in Colorado, beautiful day. It's in the 60s. It's sunny. A little bit of breeze. Beautiful light hitting the river. Last night, Sue led a drum circle down by our good friend Edie's, just down the river from us here. And so there's a lot of positive energy flowing. However, there is a lot of dark, I hate to say negative, but the word applies, dark, dark energy coming from people and groups, and in general with what we're going through. So I think we need to dig into this today, folks, with you. So I hope you all comment. I see Running Elk and his group is here. Whoa, he's got 13 people with him. Welcome to you all. Jonathan is here from Australia. Susan is here, now in L.A., formerly of Great Britain. Congratulate her on that shift. And a whole bunch of other people on the message board who I don't particularly know yet. And so if you're new, we really welcome you. And there's a few people on chat box. So come on in and join this discussion. Don't let us just hang out there doing it. We can do it, but this is a universal thing right now, and we're willing and able to go wherever we need to with this discussion today. This is one of the Circle Radio programs. I think there's six hosts on Circle Radio, but it'll be we four today, and you all, because you all are the show. So I opened with that. Let me bring in Sue for some opening comments, and then we will bring in the ladies from Iowa, the unicorn rider, and the other one. See what they have to say. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Beautiful day here. Really beautiful fall day. River's flowing nicely. I think this is going to be a really powerful show. Just because there is so much dark stuff floating around, it's I think it's more difficult for those of us who are a little bit more sensitive than others to absorb some of that. And anyway, it's just there's things that can creep into our lives and cause havoc, and we need to really stay on top of it and feed that white wolf and not the dark one. And I'll pass the talking stick. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks. Now, let me go and bring up the ladies. I don't think I have them on yet. Okay, Seeking Rhonda and Sandra.
Hi, this is Sandra. We got beautiful weather here in Iowa, about 60 degrees, sunshine, and no rain today. Here's Rhonda.
Hi.
Okay, so I guess that was their come on. So let me see what's coming in. We've got messages coming in on message board already, but I've got to wait for them to finish. So let's just look at this a little bit. What are we talking about? Who the heck is talking about Dark Ages, except for the lady who rides a unicorn? Well, you know, the darkness around us, we're seeing it in people, we're seeing it in organizations, we're seeing it in religions, we're seeing it in politics, we're seeing it in country against country, and although that's been with us a long, long time, it's really peaking now in many ways, and there's so much of it coming from so many directions, much of which many of us don't even hear about, because it seems the media is not reporting a lot of things these days. Gee, what a surprise. There is this effort by those who think they're still in control to not report on these things, I guess to not panic people. And yet people are in such fear and panic because it is being pushed by some of those same people or others. I'm looking at here in this country where we're having the beginning of a presidential campaign, and I have never seen such a group of lunatics as I see now, and I don't use that word lightly. The hate, the fear that these folks are using to promote their agenda and themselves is truly way beyond anything I've seen, beyond the scope of what I've seen. Much of it goes into religion, and of course religion and politics in this country have never been good bedfellows. Apparently that's off now, as the extreme religious right and others are coming up with all kinds of comments and statements. So that's one place. I see it in Israel and that part of the world. And I was talking to Sharon the other day, one of our hosts who can't be here, she's working, but asked me to mention, you know, that young people over there now are also battling creating terror. You've got Palestinian youth stabbing people in Israel. I see in the media you have Israeli youths also fighting back. And for her, it's very distressful that young people are also doing this. I'll have comments more on that as we go on, because I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the hate and everything else is out there and being fueled by a lot of people. How do we deal with that? Do we really want to go into a new Dark Ages? Nothing happened in the Dark Ages except fear, killing. The education, like, went away, disappeared. Knowledge was sparse. Nothing got distributed around the world other than the hate and the battles. And I mean, we all know what the Dark Ages were like. Religious extremism, political extremism, on and on and on. We decimated ourselves as humans for generations and generations. Do we really want to walk into that, or do we want to walk into a new fifth earth, a place of light and harmony and energy that the prophecies talk about? So, with that, who wants the talking stick? Sue, you have anything on that?
No, I don't. I'll pass it on to the ladies.
Over to Iowa.
This is Rhonda, and I think, and this is kind of what I was getting at in the very beginning when this Dark Age comment came up, was that you can look at things that are dark and oppressive and meant to keep people down, but you also have to remember that it's a choice if you want to stay in that area or if you want to maybe take it as a challenge and to rise above it, and that's kind of where I was going with it. That's kind of where I was going with it when I was talking about the Dark Ages, because there's so many things now that, yes, they look to be controlling and manipulative and all those things, but we still have the choice whether we want to go with a Dark Age kind of mentality or a Renaissance kind of mentality, and that was the original point that I made. And I'll pass the stick back to you, Jim.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, and I agree with you totally. I think that is the decision in front of us. And some people are losing heart. Some people close to us and in our circles, I watch them losing heart. And then I watch them struggle and work to reestablish their belief in what's going on. It is kind of difficult to believe that we're headed to a fifth earth of light and love and positive energy and harmony when we see all this other darkness playing out around us. And when we see still the majority of people more than willing to jump into a new dark ages. But there are a number of us, a huge number of us, who have awakened, who are willing to walk good road, who are willing to walk in the light, more than enough needed for that critical mass to accomplish it. And that's where I think we have to focus. We have to accept others are not going to get there. And it's fine to point that out. It's fine to point out the things they're saying and doing, because that may wake up other people. But we need to stay focused, even if it is triggering all kinds of things in us individually. And it does. Those of us awake almost exclusively are sensitive, sometimes highly sensitive, and compassionate. And after all, that's part of feeding the light wolf. How could we not be? And so if we let ourselves get pulled down by this darkness or think that it's all about this darkness, then we will have the struggle within ourselves to get beyond that. And it's not easy. We all have those days. I sure do, and everyone else does. But then I wake up today to such a beautiful day like this is, and the real weather and the real outside nature is a critical part of this. We make it into that. And I say, you know what? We need to just keep moving ahead. Keep doing what we're doing. Allow the things that are going to crash. Okay, there's where I was trying to get, and I've lost it until now. Allow the things that are going to crash to crash. One thing all the prophecies do talk about is before the phoenix can rise, and they say it in different words, things have to burn to ashes. That is exactly what's going on now. It's painful. It's hard to watch. But it is necessary. So if we focus beyond that, where we're going, I think we can get through the pain of that crash and burn that we're going through and begin to do the building even as the crashing is happening. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, I was just thinking about, this is Sue, about how these energies, how they can affect one who is really sensitive. And sometimes I think it's almost like a spiritual test, testing 101. You know, each time we grow spiritually and we really start moving forward, there's always another something that will come into our psyche that we may not have cleared properly, so to speak, or let go of. And it's almost like we're being challenged at each time we grow and we learn. We get to a certain point, and then we need to move further. So here's a little test for you to help you help to see where you at and how well you can take the changes that are happening in this in our world these days. Pass the talking stick.
I agree with that, Sue. This is Rhonda, that a lot of things that we thought we dealt with are coming back up again. But it's also a choice as to, you know, if we learned anything from the last time it came up, then it's a choice whether we're going to get all, kind of like a kid who goes in for a pop quiz. You can either go, yay, or you can go, oh, my God, not again, you know. How you go into it affects the outcome of whatever you're working on, too, I think. And I'll pass the talking stick.
I have a question for you, Jim. One thing I was wondering is I feel a lot of negative around from people, and I've wondered, is it okay to realize you can't help them and let that person go in kindness, but you can't help them all, can you?
Boy, that's sure the truth. And that's one thing that's difficult for some of us who are really sensitive. We do have to do that. And it's been been learned off over time for many of us, actually. You know, I look back and I see the folks that I had to walk away from because it was all, and we've talked about this on other shows as well, but it was all drain. It was all vampire energy. They would take, but they wouldn't give, and they wouldn't advance. Now, some of those have shifted and changed and reappeared. There's been people who have shown up in Sunai's life over the last year who we knew before, and it was not a necessarily positive connection. And this time around, it was. So we all evolve and change, that's for certain. But there comes a time we have to say, wow, I can't invest myself in that place anymore because it's not doing me any good and it's not doing them any good. And with those close to us, it's really hard to do. And sometimes we can shift and change how we do work with people close to us. I was thinking of this last night when we did this drum circle we had right on the banks of the river. And people from the past were flowing through me. And this kind of ties in. I'll bring it right into something Running Elk just put up from his group. But people from the past were running through my, I don't want to say brain because that's not true. They were running through my awareness, my spirit. And some were positive connections, some were not. Some were light, some were dark. Some came and stayed a while and were gone. Others came and fires were lit and it blew up. And I didn't feel bad about any of them. And I started to understand what each brought to themselves as well as myself and other, and the circles and so on and so forth. Now it seems like each time we have a circle, a person or persons appear who are ready to bring something good and positive to the circle. We saw it again last night. And a woman we knew from the recent past, only a year or so ago, and kept trying to place her. She's been at a few of our events now, and she spoke from where that was. It's at an upcoming conference we're going to do. And so a whole new connection. And so it's letting go of things as we let things come in. We are still humans, and we still try to control, even those of us who are awake. I see it all the time in myself and others. We want to try to control things so they more quickly move into the light. Not going to happen. Won't happen that way. We can guide. We can talk. We can walk our walk and those with those around us who are willing. But we can't control it any more than this group of folks who wants to try to control it in the dark. We can put in the energy and the light. Well, as Running Elk says, to tie this piece off, and then I'll shift it around, the old life we have lived must be let go. We need to be one. We need to grow. Sounds like he's writing a poem. Way to go, Running Elk. I'm kidding. We need to grow. Let darkness go through us and away. It is Hayoka way. And Hayoka is Hayoka medicine, doing things backward and opposite of what serves us best. But that's not negative. It helps in the long run. So thank you, Running Elk. Maybe your words as I was reading them before I put them here triggered what I was thinking, or maybe we were just connected. Sue, what do you think?
You know, I'm just thinking back. I'm finally, today, I've felt really good and positive. I've been in that dark space for a few weeks now, and as I think back on what triggers, you know, affected me, and how really, really difficult it was to get out of that space. But you have to keep working it. You have to keep allowing yourself, to take the time that you need to get that quiet space that you need. You know, go out, go for a hike. Go do whatever you need to do, by yourself. Connect with the Earth Mother, connect with nature. And, I had many, many mornings of communion with the grandmother tree here along the river to just talking to her and knowing that I wasn't going to get any feedback other than, her loving spirit was there. And if I did get some feedback, it would be through dream time and things of that nature. But I don't know why this time it was harder for me, but, you know, I think everyone's different. And it's just staying in that light, that and allowing the positive energy to be around you, to keep doing what you need to do to keep yourself in balance and connected to who you are and how far you've come, you know, on your spiritual road. So I'll pass the stick.
I think I'm going to say it again in a different way. What we're going through, what we're letting go of, what we're working toward, your attitude has a lot to do with it. And I'll rephrase it this way. It's kind of like two women who are in labor. One understands the process of labor, and the other really doesn't and is fearful. One is going to have a relatively probably good time, and the other one is going to have a harder experience just based on the attitude. And that's why I said a little while ago, really, the attitude that you bring into it, no matter how hard a time that you're going through, does affect how well you can use that time. And I'll pass the step.
This is Sandra. I have another question. Is people finding that certain dates or smells are triggering this negativity that's been around a lot? Jim?
Say again, Sandra. I missed some of those words.
Does people find that certain dates or smells are triggering this negativity more around us? It just seems like there's a lot of agitation around us. Does it something trigger these people?
Boy, that's a really good question. Yeah, I think so. A lot of people have dates that are triggering them. And if as Running Elk was saying, the old life we have lived must be let go. And I was messaging a little bit with him as you guys were speaking. He's talking about what we've said before and what I've said a lot. Everything that has been our life up to this point now has to flow through and out. That doesn't mean we forget it, we lose it, but it won't be that way anymore. It simply will not. It's shifting and changing. And so if dates are triggering people, it would make total sense, because they're probably dates that have specific or strong meaning in their life to this point. I know it happens for me, and I'm sure it happens for a lot of others because I hear from them. So, yeah, smells, same thing. Even connections amongst the circles of light and energy that are forming, and certainly with ours, we watch shift and change all the time. As I see that as growth. But I also see that we have to work to stay connected and do what we need to do. Because the focus really needs to be on the present and the future now. If we keep focusing on the past, then we're not going to be able to do this. We will get pulled down. And that can be hard to do. You know, we had a lot of comfortable things, each of us, in our past. We also had a lot of uncomfortable things, but the human brain tends to forget those. It remembers the positive. There's nothing wrong with remembering the positive, but we have to stop living or thinking we can live there. That's what's happening with these people who are in the darkness. That's what can drive things back into a dark age. That's what created the dark ages. Fear, anger, and so disease came and all kinds of things came. You know, I was posting something today because it was one of the politicians, Ben Carson, was saying something about teens who were raped and something else similar to that needed to carry their babies through and have them. I mean, the sheer lunacy of some of these comments that are coming out now is driving a lot of anger. And, you know, I've had people come to me on the side personally and talk about whatever has happened to them in the past. One who was brought up Latter-day Saint and realizes now that, oh, my goodness, you know, look what they did to me. Look at the things they fouled up in me and others. So, yeah, I think that would definitely, definitely happen. Anyone else want to comment on that before I'll read? There's some more things popping up here that are good ones.
Comment on both what Sandra said and also you, Jim. You know, I've found over the years that certain times during the year I would have a rougher time with things. You know, things, it's almost like there was a memory within my spirit, my psyche, my body that was not a good time. That would come up and interfere with my, you know, the present life that I was living. So I'm curious about that. I would think that, you know, our bodies do hold memories, and those memories can come up, you know, even from a past life, I would think, and help to trigger whatever's going on within us at any given moment. Pass the stick.
Okay. I guess the other two already kind of commented on this as we brought it in. So let's see here. I'm scrolling back up because there's a lot of stuff coming in. Thank you all for that. Wonderful. And we'll get to as many as we can. Running out did add, Hayoko forces us to face what we need to be. And, yeah, that's absolutely right. Some people see Hayoko medicine as darkness. As negative, as painful. It can be a little painful at times, but it is definitely not that at all. When someone does things you don't expect, does the opposite, says the opposite, but they're not doing it to be hurtful. You see, there's the difference. They're simply holding up like, do you really want to look like this? Do you really want to do this? And they let you look at that and say, heck no, and turn and go the other way. So thanks for that running up, because he said on the side, I know a lot of people who listen here may not understand our ways and what Hayoko was. Francis is a new listener, and we welcome you, Francis. Francis says, I listen from the Gold Coast, so we welcome in the continent of Africa here. Thank yous. We have been with people problems a long time. I see I mistyped this. White and black, causing big holes in life. Some now work away from it. Some now work away from it. We have to. Yeah, okay, there's another one. And of course, that card's been played for a long, long time. It seems to me the biggest cards that have been played are men and women and those trying to exert power, constantly trying to get them to fight each other. The races, especially black and white, but also the others as well, here in this country with the red, other countries with the yellow. And religion. To me, they're the biggest discoordinate things we are, the biggest things that can drive people into darkness if we allow it to. So we welcome you, Francis, and yes, we'll pass it around the circle, but I think you're exactly right. Before we go to Janie's, let me bring in something Jonathan says from Australia, because it relates to Francis, I think, and then we'll pass the stick around the circle here. Jonathan says, my family finds themselves crying sometimes when we speak of the past. There is a fear about where we go, but we won't live the lies of supposed leaders. So, Francis's and Jonathan's, Sue to you. And
I'll pass the stick.
Maybe it's time for some more comments from the listeners, because I got nothing at the moment either.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. I don't have too much to say. They're pretty contained, but I totally agree with what they both said. So Janie's here. Hello, Janie. I've been going through a not-so-good time lately. I feel like I stood in a doorway, the door not fully open yet, but not closed. I find writing down my thoughts and feelings helps to an extent. Okay, there's a biggie. Yeah, the doorways. That's difficult. And that's kind of like being stuck between dark and light, past and present. Wow, all those things, Janie. So, yeah, I know what you're saying. And I see a lot of people doing that, people who are going through that dark time of the soul that we've discussed in other shows. And feel free to go to our archives and check out the other shows there, folks. There's a couple hundred. It is easy to feel that. Some have said to me they're afraid that their time to get through their door has passed. That's not right. I disagree with that. The prophecies are playing out right now. And so as long as they're still playing out and we haven't started the rebuilding and we haven't really fully stepped ahead together in circles of light, there's time to continue to work on these things. There's time to get through the doors. Time to face the darkness and let it slide away. So I don't think that's necessarily accurate. It's a hard place to be. It's very hard, and I went through an incredibly deep, dark, long, dark time of the soul some years ago. I see now, in part, for me and others like me who did it a while ago, it was so that we could sit here and speak about it, even if we're still dealing with a little bit of it. And we could help those who are still in that place or starting through it now. But that doesn't make it easy. There is no way to make that easy. There's no way to make it easy for Janie to be sitting there and feeling like the door is partway open and still partway closed. It's just something we have to go through. We have to trust. We have to connect with those we're most sure of. And we have to wait it out. That's my thought on it anyway. Sue?
Yeah, most definitely. Trust and surrender to the process of what we're all going through and will continue to go through is really the biggest thing that we can do. And that I think that is one of the hardest things to do, you know, as human beings, is to trust the process and just allow things to unfold as they will unfold, you know, through our lives. And I wanted to just comment about both what Francis and Jonathan were speaking of. You know, the past is the past, and I know it brings up so much, so many memories. And it's okay to feel those, you know, feel those things that have happened, but we can no longer harbor those or keep those so tightly within us that they cause us to react and think, you know, possibly all this is going to, you know, occur again in our lives. And, you know, I mean, we talk a lot about living in the present moment and being focused and being in the here and now. And it's so true that we need to be in the moment. We can look, you know, to the future and just trust and allow our hearts to lead us where we need to go. I'll pass the stick.
This is Rhonda. I want to go back to whether or not you've missed your doorway. I think that when we get into that kind of questioning, then it usually has something to do with us comparing our journey to somebody else's. At least in my opinion, it does, because I've done that myself. Maybe I missed my boat or missed my doorway because I'm not where this person is, and that's really not a good way to evaluate how you're doing, if you even need to evaluate at all. And I'll pass the step.
This is Sandra. The other side of that, though, is sometimes I'm such a happy person that I want to reach back and grab Rhonda's hand and say, come on up here with me. But, you know, I can't do that. And I have to always remember that her steps is hers, and I try not to make her live my steps. But don't you find that sometimes you want to just push them right on in?
This is Ron again, and that's absolutely true what she just said. Now you two can comment on that.
Okay. Boy, let's see. Now, those are really good comments. And I think it's a balancing thing. You're absolutely right. I know for years, as I walked a spiritual road, very few people around me understood me or the road or walked it. Now, that shifted over time, I'm very happy to say. But back then, I tried to convince them of what I walked and what I knew and what I'd been taught and so on. And boy, I wish I had all that wasted breath back again. Even some folks very close to me. My wife before Sue, Bonnie, she and I walked together quite well. We had certain connections. Nature was a big one. But she had no spiritual connection. And I learned from that that you know, wasn't my job to, I could either accept that or not, but not my job to change it. And so that still carries out. For Sue and I now, we both walk a very spiritual road, but they are different. I'm much deeper in some things where she is not, and that's not her gifts. Conversely, a lot of things she can do, especially in music and voice and carrying all that energy, that's not me. And so we have to, I think, share our gifts. We teach as best we can, but we don't expect anything. And that can be hard with the people around us the most, absolutely. And I've had most of my teachers when I had them were way beyond that, but I had a couple of them who expected me to be carbon copies of them, I believe. And boy, you know, that would never work. Plus, if that actually did work, at some point in time, we would only have, you know, one format, and we'd all be the same, and that would accomplish nothing. But, yeah, it is hard to do that. We can offer, the closer we are to someone in spirit and walk, the more we're able to share back and forth, but still, each is an individual. And that is the power of circle, and that's the power of light and goodness, not darkness. Those in the dark absolutely expect everyone to toe the line the way they see it, the way they feel it, the way, after all, they know it because God's told them directly, or whomever, or whatever. And, yeah, that is darkness. So the more that we try to do that, I think, the closer we come to darkness instead of light. Sue?
Yeah, I mean, once again, it's all about balance. You know, when you're on your spiritual road and you connect with others, there's always a reason for that connection, and it's always something that each side is still needing to learn or is not wanting to learn that kind of has it in your face now. So, I mean, it's a balance and staying, you know, connecting with others, like-minded, doing all that we can to keep that light, keeping that light, and just keep moving forward. Pass the stick.
It is Sandra. So what I'm getting from this is I need to learn patience and let Rhonda walk with her walk instead of me being over here hopping on. And because we are so individual, I love it. But sometimes then I want to hurry her a little bit. And so my thing is I need to learn the patience. It's not Rhonda, it's me. So I can stick to yours.
Yeah, truth in that too. Although once again, the balance allows that to swing both ways. And of course, we can always just walk how we walk. It is harder, I think, with those the closest to us. Certainly when we try to create things as circles, it can be tricky. And yet I'm seeing it happen more and more. I'm seeing the huge changes. For those who think that we will walk into a new dark ages, I think there's a couple types. There's those who want to. We've already talked a little bit about them. And go ahead, just pull things up online or turn on TV. You'll see plenty of them. But then there's those who understand we're not going to walk that way, and we will walk and deal with some of the things you guys are saying, even though we don't walk exactly in step with each other every minute. Pardon me, we're heading in the same direction. Well, let me read this one here from Sean, because I think it's talking to this. Sean, Canada here. I'm not sure where. I'll send him a message. But I guess it doesn't matter. Sean, Canada here. I thought we were heading to a dark time as a people, dark ages as you speak. We were so much on the conservative side, and they were destroying the land and the people. We had an election, and the conservatives were predicted to win by 68-70%. They lost to a very liberal young man. He won 68%. Huge surprise. We go into light and away from dark times. So first of all, thank you, Sean. And Sean is a new listener, so we welcome you. He saw us on a LinkedIn thing that was put up. And, yeah, I have posted things actually on Facebook about that because we do need to look. It's very easy to get pulled into all the darkness going on, partly because that's what the media loves to cover. They don't really cover positive things very often. They cover some. They have to be really big. And, yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Sean, and I congratulate you as a country. What an incredible shift that is. I had no idea what was going on until after it was over and the results were reported. And then I researched a little and I saw that what Sean said is exactly right. The old dark conservative forces there, and I think it's called Conservative Party there, but it's the same, ultra-conservative, right-wing, ultra-religious, on and on and on. Who were waiting to put in not just one pipeline but four, who were destroying the rights of indigenous people. I mean, we can go on and on, drilling into the land. We're predicted to win by a huge percentage. And instead, it was the exact opposite. Now, that is darkened to light, if anything is, on a countrywide level. And for those who fear that only darkness is out there, those who are in their own dark time and are seeing too much darkness, really got to balance it with this sort of light. Is it ideal? No. Will any politician be able to completely change things? No. May that still all collapse? Of course. But these are signs that we are moving into the good and the light. So thank you, Sean. Anyone else want to comment on that? I guess not. Okay. So, let's see what else we've got here. Excuse me. Sorry, my allergies are bad today, so I keep coughing and whatnot.
I have a question for you, Jim.
Uh-oh.
Ow. One thing is, I've seen a lot in the schools lately where they're really, you know, letting the ones that are handicapped to know their name for them win and be part of participation in things. Like, they just made a homecoming queen, a girl that was blind. And it's just, don't you think this is really good light coming in lately in the schools because we've had so much negativity there?
Yeah, it was hard to catch some of what you said, but I think it was a homecoming queen who was blind.
Yeah,
well,
they made her a homecoming queen.
Okay.
And then the football game, they've been letting the ones that are water boys be. Catch that last catch. I think that's really a good positive way to see the schools going instead of the shooting.
Yeah, and again, you're absolutely right. We got to remember, as we're seeing all these things going on around us, shootings all over the place, fighting, wars, darkness, weather that's coming in and kicking us in the butt, on and on and on, there's at least an equal number of light things, I think more. They're simply not being reported. So, you know, you talk about a blind girl who's homecoming queen. What better analogy can you have? She can't see, and yet she's totally in the light. I think that's awesome. And those around her did not judge her or anything else by her challenge. And that's what I see mostly, especially in the young. And a lot of young people are still waiting to see what some of us older ones will be able to pull off here. Pardon me, but the young ones are stepping up. I have no question about that. Some of them are challenged, and some of them, yeah, some don't get it. Some of them walk around in that horrible disease that seems to be spreading around the planet. I think it's called the heads-down disease. They don't see anything except a phone in front of them that they're looking down at as they walk, as they drive, even as they go to bed. And, yeah, to me, that's probably the most insidious disease on the planet right now.
Yeah, that's really taking the young and putting them in a new category, some of them, disconnecting them from their surroundings and even people. I mean, you know, I had someone comment the other day that, you know, she had a little family gathering and there were four friends sitting in a room, like a living room, all on a couch and chair, and they were all sitting there with their cell phones, heads down, not even communicating with each other, not even connecting, period. So it definitely is a disease. I pass the stick.
This is Rhonda. That is not limited to just young people. There is a lot of older people out there that are stuck in their cell phones or whatever device that they use, you know, computer, whatever. There's a lot of people out there that have the same disease. I'll pass the stick.
Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of, but there's a lot of younger ones because it's it comes into their awareness as they get old enough to have them, I think, where, oh, I don't know. Yeah, it affects everybody. You're right, Rhonda. And it's a really wicked one, that's for sure. I'm looking up what else is going on here. Huh?
Sandra, I have a question again.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jim. Don't you think, though, like I brought up about the positive part of this kid, that a lot of people would stop advertising the negative and really show some things that are good that it would help us?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I try to do that, and I see other people trying to do that. I put up things that are dark and negative because there are people just beginning to awaken, and I want them to see these things and see and value for themselves, decide for themselves. Do I really want to go that way, or is it time to wake up? But then I try to put up just as many. Sometimes I fail because it's hard right now. It's hard to find them. You got to really search. Just as many light things, just as many positive things. And I think, yeah, we all need to do that. Probably more. For a long time, I put up mostly light and positive. But I realized that some people weren't understanding that it's a balance thing. And maybe this slides into what I was just going to put up there. I know it does, of course. Part of what we wanted to do in the show today. Here's the question we asked. Let's talk about how those spiritually awake can feed the collective white wolf and avoid the trap of the dark ages some seem intent to force on the earth. How do we as a collective group feed the white wolf? So I'll put that question out there for you all.
That's a really good question, but I want to say one thing because you brought up something I've been thinking about. You said there's a lot of people out there that are just beginning to awake, and that's so true. And so then you find yourself going back to the very basic things that they need to understand, and that's a good thing. I think sometimes we kind of get past that, and so we need to kind of go back to those things for the ones that are just becoming aware. But Sandra asked me today, before we come on the radio, she said, would you listen to a news station that was like all tiptoed through the tulips? And I'm like, yes, absolutely I would. And she goes, but they'll never have that because it doesn't sell. So just be aware of that because that's very right. You know, a lot of what's out there is negative because it sells. And I'll pass the stick. And I did say that. And about feeding the wolf, I think I try to meditate, and the right side is so much prettier. I always try to feed that side. It's yours, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, and that is one reason that, that they don't report on positive things, beautiful things, nice things, because they think that doesn't sell. I think there's a much bigger audience for that now than there used to be. As more and more people awaken and more people want to create a place that's better, that's more attractive, that's more in harmony than what we have now, I think there's a huge audience for that. And then, of course, there is, they don't want people to panic. They think people can't handle the truth. That's always been a lie that those in charge have used for a long, long time. But collectively feeding the white wolf, that's, it's what we need to do, and it's not always easy to do. I think shows like this, creating circles in our communities. I know Rhonda and Sandra create a lot of circles where they are. Sue and I, with Rod and others, create them here. And on and on and on. I think all those things help feed the light wolf, being aware of the darkness, being aware of things like Janie said earlier, that her door is partway open and partway closed. That actually feeds the light wolf because you're not stuck worrying about it, hopefully. You're being aware. Six for Sue.
Yeah, I mean, just being aware, being constantly listening to your thoughts, working towards that white wolf in whatever manner you can, just doing whatever you can, especially connecting with nature as best you can. I mean, there's just so much light out there, beauty, and, you know, we are all connected to everything we see that is around us, and just, you know, if you're in an energy that is not good for you, move out of that energy. Find a place where you can continue to, you know, feed that white wolf within you, and just stay in balance. Just do what you can for yourself, and collectively, all of us that do this for ourselves, collectively, we're allowing that the positive energies and that the positive white light to be able to penetrate and possibly help to change that negative energy that might be around you, because it doesn't take much to touch someone, you know, touch someone's heart through a smile or just an acknowledgement to help change whatever their day may be. It doesn't take a lot to do that. Talking Stick Pass.
This is Sandra. One thing I think is find some positive things to do. If you're sitting in negative, donate your time to the animals, helping the rescue. One thing is we just had a rabbit class. It wasn't big. It was small, but we laughed more yesterday, and I had my cheeks hurt from it. To me, this is a very positive way to be. Maybe that's why I feel so good today. So I like to draw. I'm over here drawing Mickey Mouse right now, but it's a positive energy going into Mickey. So you got to find what your soul desires here and run with it. Run it.
Cool. I'll agree with that. And I was just thinking the same thing in a different way. Because, imagine that. Because I was thinking, you know, just look at your own household for an example. If everybody in the house is grumpy or in a bad mood, you have the capacity to change that, you know, by sometimes saying just the mostly off the wall funny thing, and you can change that mood, you know, so it's not like we're powerless to do that. We do have those choices, and I'll pass the stick.
Dog.
We have the hounds of the Baskervilles. Okay, I put them on mute for a minute. Sandra has 135 dogs, I think. It may be more by now. Adds them every day. So the dogs we're putting in their comment, I suppose. Let me read something from Running Elk and his group again. Actually, this is from someone in his group, and I'm sorry I didn't get whose name that was, so I apologize. But anyway, Running Elk's group, someone says, in Dark Soul time, work on light. Hard but good. Many here say people are bad and not caring and will not change, but many now see this is not so. Do ceremony. Mm. Yeah, I mean, absolutely right. And it's so easy to sit there and be dark and point the finger. It's much harder to work. And so when you're in that dark time of the soul, yeah, absolutely. No matter what, it's really important that you work on light things to the best of your ability. Because if you don't, you're stuck there longer. And if you just work on the symptoms, you're stuck there longer. It's everyone's choice. You know, we talked about that a bit before. You can't decide for anyone. But you can sure tell them that if you've been through that. You can sure demonstrate that. You can show it around the world. So Running Elk, whoever that is in your group, we thank you. That is an excellent comment. And your ceremonies is another good way. We do a lot of ceremonies here. We have a sweat lodge we now do. Last night, when we do drum circles, they're fun and they're energizing and they're beautiful, but in a way, they're also ceremonies. Not in the traditional way. We don't hold to all the traditional customs, but we shared tobacco with the seven directions last night to open up the time. So, in effect, it's also a ceremony. Sue?
Yeah, I mean, the ceremony is just a beautiful way, even doing one on your own. I mean, it doesn't take much to go out with a little sage and tobacco and just connect with Great Spirit, Wankantanka, and Creator, Tecumseh, and just, you know, honor the directions, honor our earth, honor, you know, Father Sky and Grandmother Moon. I mean, there's just so much out there that we can do on a personal level to, you know, as ceremony to honor and keep ourselves in that white space, that white light, that and that energy that we so need. And I know, too, when you are going through a dark time, you know, I now attest to this myself. I was even having a hard time just praying because I was just in such a negative spot. And I just kept at it and just kept doing what I could. And each day, you know, it would get better. And I was just allowing myself to stay, get into that white energy as much as I could. And just one foot in front of the other, just do whatever you can. Pass the stick.
I went upstairs, Jim, and got one of my dogs because I needed a hug. Talking sticky ears, Jim.
So Janie says, dogs are great to be around. I love my Saturday afternoons. Helping at a dog's play afternoon, taking them for walks in the woods makes me feel 10 times better. Yeah, and that's with all the animals and with nature in general, that's for sure. And, you know, I talk about nature a lot. Many of us in the circle do. But, boy, nature is number one help in all of this, everything we're talking about, even as we see nature shifting. Because we humans have caused some of those shifts to happen. It's okay. As she shifts, we'll shift with her if we work in the light. So, yeah, it's good to hear the dogs. Often you hear our dogs here when we're doing the shows as well. Let's see if there's anything else here. Comments from anyone else? Boy, we've just about run out of time. I guess let's go around the hoop and make comments.
Stay in that white energy. Stay, you know, feed the white wolf. Do what you can on a personal level. Walk in balance as best you can. Open your chakras. Keep them open. And connect with nature. And, you know, every little thing we do, since we're all connected, will play a huge part in everything that will continue to happen on this beautiful earth. Pass the stick.
This is Sandra. Hug your dog. It'll make you feel better.
This is Rhonda. I just want to say thank you, everybody. Me, seriously, the listeners out there that comment, I'll pass the stick.
Yep, good show. We're glad you all were here. I'm glad for those who opt to speak or send messages or whatever it is they do. We'll continue doing these shows. If you have topics or areas you want to talk about, please let us know. Get to us on Facebook or LinkedIn or any of those places you find us, and we'll consider everything that's sent to us. Everybody is welcomed here. Sometimes we have large audiences, sometimes small. None of that matters, because we have a really big audience as well who plays these shows afterwards. So remember, all these shows are retained, and they're in the archives. Just hit that same link you were on and go to Blog Talk Radio, and we're there, Circle Radio, and just ask for all the episodes. There's a couple hundred on all kinds of topics, and you're welcome to listen if any of them talk to you, appeal to you, help you, send them off to friends. And invite them to be part of this circle, because this is truly a circle. Those of us speaking, those of us who are blessed enough to be the host of this, that's all we are. And as you can see today, we'll hopefully bring in the words of as many people as possible as we go along. And I think that's about it. Find us on Facebook if you want to do more. In that range. We're also on LinkedIn. Our website is SOTEM.org. That's Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. And we will see you all on the next show. Thanks. Bye.